There is another fundamental difference between the old physics and the new physics. The old physics assumes that there is an external world which exists apart from us. It further assumes that we can observe, measure, and speculate about the external world without changing it. According to the old physics, the external world is indifferent to us and to our needs. For example, once a relationship is discovered, like the rate of acceleration of a falling object, it doesn't matter who drops the object, what object is dropped, or where the dropping takes place. The results are always the same. If we simultaneously drop two people from the same height, it is a verifiable, repeatable fact that they will both hit the ground at the same time, regardless of their weights. We can measure their fall, acceleration, and impact the same way that we measure the fall, acceleration, and impact of stones. In fact, the results will be the same as if they were stones. But, you might say, there is a difference between people and stones. Stones have no opinions or emotions. People have both. One of these dropped people, for example, might be frightened by his experience, and the other might be angry. Don't their feelings have any importance in this scheme? No. The feelings of our subjects don't matter in the least. When we take them up the tower and drop them off again, they fall with the same acceleration and duration that they did the first time. The great machine is impersonal. In fact, it was precisely this impersonality that inspired scientists to strive for absolute objectivity.